Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There are some new measures being taken in the state of Texas to protect schools. Jim Ryan joining us now from there. And Jim, this happens 1 year after a shooting at Santa Fe High School.
Yeah, and so just a little over a year ago that 10 people were killed at Santa Fe High School, 8 students and 2 substitute teachers. 13 other people were wounded. Almost immediately, Governor Greg Abbott was in that city. He then presented a 43-page proposal which was intended to improve school safety across the state. None of those measures touch existing state gun laws. And in fact, the measures that have gone through both the state House and the state Senate not only do not touch current laws regarding firearms, they would actually increase potentially the number of guns on campuses by allowing more teachers and school administrators and others who are specifically trained and licensed to carry guns on campus. They also would strengthen mental health services to students and counseling to kids who appear to be in trouble in order to try to prevent this sort of thing that happened a year ago at Santa Fe.
The arming of teachers, would that be volunteer teachers that want to be armed?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's kind of the crux of the plan here, is that teachers and school administrators, principals, coaches, anyone who desired to carry a concealed handgun on campus in order to help secure the campus, harden the schools, in other words, would be allowed to do so. They would get certified and then be able to carry those handguns. So if the program already exists here in Texas, this would actually expand it by lifting a state-sanctioned cap on the number of adults and those trained on campus who can carry weapons.
And it looks like they're trying to do something to address part of the mental health problem, too.
They are, yeah. They would hire more counselors. They would improve or try to beef up some of the mental health counseling that students have available to them. The concern of Governor Greg Abbott isn't so much about the firearms, but about the kids who appear to have some issues and that those issues simply aren't addressed or aren't caught.
And have these measures been approved, or are they on the verge of being approved?
Still working their way through. The state legislature, the session ends in just a few days, so both the Senate and the House are working hard to try to get something on the books before the end of this legislative session. If not, then certainly it would come up 2 years from now.
Jim, thanks. That's Jim Ryan joining us from the state of Texas, looking to unveil some new safety measures for schools in that state.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.